Let's go back. We're going to go back and visit the book of John. We just, I haven't gotten this out of my spirit. And we're going back to the 11th chapter of the book of the Gospel of John. And hallelujah. Glory to God. One of the things we must come to realize and come to know and understand that as we have been made the righteousness of God, we have the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts. And the peace of God that passes all understanding keeps our hearts and minds. Amen. And that no matter what comes upon this earth, we have a place, a refuge. Did you hear what I said? That we don't panic. We don't throw our hands up in despair. We don't start crying what we're going to do. We find out what to do so we know what to do. Amen. So I want to revisit this particular portion of scripture, and I want to show you some things in this, how Jesus came to Mary and Martha, and because he knew who he was and is, and they believed him, we find out a situation that was in the natural, in our natural thinking, in their thinking, it was impossible for it to change. They see it. Somebody flip that switch over there and give me some air. I think we got the back units on. Just flip it to the other way to say cool. Where it said cool. Thank you. And we're living in the last days. Lots of things are going on. So it will behoove us not to go to sleep with some of the others, because we got a bunch of them. We got to go wake up. And it's dangerous to go to sleep in time like this. And it's for you to not just be a churchgoer. You got to have a relationship with Jesus. And you live that every day of your life, and you build on that, you grow in that, and you walk it out. It's not a formality, it's something you talk real good and something I get up here and preach a good message and then go live like hell the rest of the week. That don't work. You gotta preach what you're living. Amen. That's my goal, to preach what I'm living, not just get up here and having a good sermon and say, oh, didn't Rail preach. My daddy said, that ain't worth a hill of bean in a 40-acre field. Y'all know y'all heard that before. But it's meeting life, other word, conquering darkness and living life. Amen. Now here we have a situation. I'm going to revisit this, and we're going to look at this, and I'm going to pull out some other points here, or some nuggets. We have a situation here, and this is the way a righteous man act. This is the way believers act. So let's back up and read something. We've been through this, but let's back up and read something. Let's back up to Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 1. Let's back up to that scripture. I don't know if we got enough workers here to get that on the screen. I like doing that, and we're going to have to get enough people coming to church and stay in church and keep these things working, because that's why we got them, and I ain't going to have them up here just to look, hang on the wall. They're up here to be used, and I'm going to use them. I expect them thing to be working. So y'all just got your, You ain't got somebody finna stir you. Amen. And not stir you. I'm gonna get you to work. We ain't come. We not coming to church like we've been. Amen. You got some neighbors and stuff. We ain't gonna stop until we get them in church. Amen. Get them in full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. All right. But while he getting that going, we can't wait on that. It says, now listen what it says. We're talking about the effect of righteousness. Righteousness is what you've been made. Everybody's born again. And what hurt people, what hurt most saints, they won't pursue the word and prayer enough to get a revelation of their righteousness. And I told you, son, righteousness means I have a right. God had given me a right to approach his throne. God had given me a right to everything in the kingdom. I have a right to be healed. I have a right to walk in prosperity. I have a right to peace. I have a right to joy. That's mine. And God, through the blood of Jesus, gave that to you, gave that to me. And Satan has no right to interfere with my life. And he can't do it when I know what to do to stop him from doing it. And so that's some of them holes we're going to plug up tonight. Is that okay? Praise God. Because, see, when you think you're being cool, as I said so many times before, if you're ignorant, you think you're being cool, don't know you're being a fool. Amen. Really. And you need to know what is true. All right, Hebrews 10:1. Listen to these words. It says, for the law had a now notice now, for the law having a shadow of what? Good things to come. This Hebrews 10:1. For the law having a shadow. Have you ever seen a shadow of someone? Perhaps they were standing on the blind side of the house and the sun was shining and you could see the shadow, but you couldn't see them. You know, and but you knew that someone was there. Why? Because you saw the shadow. But just have you ever tried to catch somebody's shadow and hold them? You probably have, but you found out real quick you couldn't do it. You can't get a hold to shadows. Anybody in the house? But you can get a hold to reality. You can get a hold to life. Because it's real. God is life. God cannot be seen with the natural eye, but he can be seen by faith. Hello. All right. So the law, and this is what messed the Jews up. They didn't want to give up what they didn't have. Did you hear what I said? They didn't want to give up what they didn't have. They had the law, but they didn't have nothing. Other words, what I mean by this, they didn't have anything to bring them to where they need to go. They just had something, and it just had a shadow of something, but it didn't give them what they need. All right, let's read it. He said, the law having a shadow of good things to come, not the very image of the thing. Having a shadow, but not the very image. Now, Jesus is the very image of God. We're going to show you that in a minute. Jesus said himself. Matter of fact, let's turn and read it now. Hebrews chapter 1 and 3. Just turn with me to Hebrews chapter 1 and 3. Glory to God. Have you found it yet? Now, the law just had a shadow, but Jesus is the very image. Have you found it yet? Hallelujah. So who being the brightness of his glory, being what? The brightness, the very expression, the outshining, the very revealed person, the very revealed. Jesus was the very revealed brightness of who God is in his glory.